such an incredibly rich Tosfos. I very much enjoy the Masa Matan, the energy and the frailty during Morning Seder. And Baruch Hashem, the more you savor Tosfos, the more you see the nuances. Some of the nuances jump out at us in a very exciting way right away, and some of the nuances, as you notice them, are at first very bothersome. We'll try to make sense of it. So again, so far we saw, Tosfos points out that Rashi is making a statement. Tosfos points out that, don't miss that Rashi, notice that Rashi is answering a question. Notice that Rashi is taking a stand on the logic behind Bedikas Chametz, or to be more precise, the motivation for the Dindra Abba Bedikas Chametz. How come Chazal Masechet Bedikas Chametz? What problem are they trying to solve? And Rashi was saying, you're trying to solve the problem of Bar Rabbi Matzeh. It's a gzeira shlo yavo to Bar Rabbi Matzeh. And Tosfos says, we don't think so. We don't think so. Number one, we don't think so because of what we've been told so far. The combination of Dalet and Vav. That Abodik Tzarek Shevatil and Midaraisa Bitabal Masagi. So I understand, says Tosfos, yes, it is very important to avoid violating Bar Rabbi Matzeh. We agree that that's a concern, just as a better solution. So this is not necessary. And as the Ron had unpacked it, so first you'll say, okay, at least there are two options. Okay, you can do Bidika or you can do Bittul. But then it gets worse. Because Chazal said you must do Bittul. It's not even as though you have the option of doing either one. You have to do Bittul. So once you have to do Bittul anyways, and Bittul is just as effective as Bidika, if not more so, so there's nothing wrong with doing Bidika, but what's gained? You're doing Bittul anyhow. You've solved all your Bar Rabbi Matzeh problems. So, what's the point of also mandating Bidika? It just seems redundant. It's unnecessary. It's redundant. And we're not going to stop you if you want to do Bidika's Chametz. But there doesn't seem to be grounds to require it. Chazal the right and the obligation to make Zeres and Takanos. But only, they're only authorized to do so when they're actually accomplishing something. Milslo Shechichlo Gozer Baran. If there's a very limited contribution that they're making to protecting the Daraisas, they have no right to make it. Here it seems like there's no contribution. Bittul is as effective, if not more effective, than Bidika. So what do you gain by doing Bidika? After that, the Tosfos said, Gevalt, it's very hard to swallow what Rashi said, that the purpose of Bidika's Chametz was to protect against Bar Rabbi Matzeh. Bittul is already doing that plus. So Venera Luri. So the Ri said, no. He's not willing to give an answer for Rashi. So they throw up their hands, they say, I don't know. Rashi is very schwer. Instead, let's give a different text. Sagi afagav de sagi bitul bialma. It's true that min ha-Torah, goron davdal, midaraisa bitul alma sagi. Hechemiru hecham levdav chametzul levaro. Chazal still required you, midrabana, to also do bedika, which means, as Tosfos points out, Bidika and Biur, the point of Bidika is search and destroy, not just to find it, but to find it. It's not enough to rely on the Bittul, on the fact that I'm verbally, mentally, financially getting rid of it. I have to also physically search and destroy. Why? Not because of Bar Rabbi Matzeh. Bar Rabbi Matzeh is solved, but because of the other concern, the other Isser V'Achila. Shelo Yavo La'Achla. So that way you won't come to eat it. That was the issue. And they say, in addition to the argument of Dal and Davav, we also have another raya that has to do with Achila. And what is that? It's the Gemara Dav Yud. Chimash v'lakam on Dav Yud Mabez. Boy, Rava, Rava Esther Shaila. Let's take a look inside Dav Yud Mabez. Right before the Mishnah. Boy, Rava. Yeah. The second time, they're narrow lines, wide lines. One wide line and then a very wide line. So the second to last narrow line, Boy Rava. Rava asked her, Shaila Kikar Bishme Korah, if I have a loaf of bread in the rafters. When I think about this Gemara, I always, different people may think of different associations. I always think about the bunk in Marisha High School, Kolo bunk, Those rafters that go across the top, so you have in the back, you have a little shoulder, you can climb up, and there's an area to climb up, and there are many, very storied second story there, decades of stories about what went on top of there. And then you have just across the most of the bus, you just have those individual beams going across, not somewhere that anyone should be sitting, obviously, for a wide variety of reasons. Well, let's say there was a loaf of bread on that beam. There's a beam going across, there's a loaf of bread there. How it got there is a good question. But right now we're not talking history. We're talking halacha. That's not a question what happened yesterday. Question, what are we supposed to do now? So, kika b'shmei korah, tzarech sulam lahorida, or ein tzarech. You have to get a ladder and go up, climb up and get it down, or kind of leave it there. And if we were more basketball minded, maybe we would say, should I try to toss something up to knock it down? Okay. Whatever it is, do I have to, of course, if you toss something to knock it down, you may have a big mess down below. So should I get a ladder and climb up and take the loaf of bread, take the box of cookies, and bring it down and destroy it? Or what? Or can I leave it there? The Gemara says, what's the shayla? The Gemara explains the tut started. Should I say, nah, Chazal were not matriach me. They didn't bother me so much. I do have to be matriach to go search my whole house. But to start getting a ladder to climb up, nah, that much not. Why? Came lo nachis minafshe, since it's not going to come down on its own, the loaf of bread is stable. It's been there for the last 2 weeks. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to come down on its own. So la'asi l'mechle, we're not worried that we're coming to eat it. Odilma, maybe, zimna denafel. It hasn't fallen yet, but maybe she worried that tomorrow it's going to fall. La'asi l'mechle, what's going to happen if it falls? And then I have a loaf of bread sitting on the ground floor and someone's going to eat it. So that's the shaila. Do I have to? Does bedikas chametz, the drabbana man, the bedikas chametz, does it include even going to that length of getting the ladder to climb up to that obscure spot? Then the girl goes on to say, and if you're going to tell me I do have to climb up, how about imtim selom? If you tell me that after machmir zimna denaf of asl mechel, after you worry that it may fall down, how about kikar bebor? It's the reverse. Instead of being up top, it's down below. I have a pit. A cistern in the house, in the backyard, and there's a kikar down there at the bottom. You have to go down with a ladder. The guard says, it's not going to fall up. I might be worried that the loaf of bread on the rafter, maybe it'll fall down. But the loaf of bread in the pit, it's not going to come up on its own. Or maybe, okay, but maybe the guy will go down on Pesach and go get it, so I better get rid of it before Pesach. I'll go down for some other reason. I'll end up having to go down into the base, into the cellar. And finally, Gemara wants to know, how about if it has a very colorful third situation? You have a snake, a poisonous snake, and it has chametz in its jaws. That seems like a very unusual scenario. Now, again, what would you even do? It seems like it's pretty well protected by a poisonous snake. The Gemara says, interesting, the shaila there is, do I need a chover lahotzi? Chaver doesn't mean a friend, and it doesn't mean a rav. Here, chaver means a snake charmer. Right, do I need the guy who can play the flute and mesmerize the snake? Do I have to hire an expert to do chametz removal from the mouth of the snake? Or no, that much you're not mechayev to do. Right, so, a series of three shilas. Now, it's always important to ask yourself, what are the underlying premises? And that's exactly what Tosis is doing here. The Gemara starts to handle whether Bdikas Chametz applies here or not, but one of the underlying assumptions that's not negotiable in this sugya, that's not up for grabs, is what Tosis says. Let's think about that first shiloh. The Chametz on the rafter, do I have to go get it or not? At first it sounds like a question of Tircha. It is a question of Tircha, but that's not what's driving it. But what the Gemara really said was, should I say there's not much of a concern when I come to eat it? Or there's a possibility that it will fall down and I will come to eat it. So the what's a given in this Gemara is that the concern is eating. The question is in the details. And, you know, do I only have to do B'dikas Chametz if there's a 10% chance I'll come to eat it? How about if there's only a 3% chance I'll come to eat it? So the Gemara Shiloh, the Gemara Suffolk is in the details. But all those details are assuming the basic premise that Bedikas Chametz is driven by a Chashash Achila. Now we have to work out, okay, how far do you go? How about if it's only a small chashash achila? Only chashash achila in case it falls down. But it seems like the underlying premise of the Gemara is if there's a chashash achila, then there's a... If there's a chashash achila, then there's a achiyah b'dikas hamit. And if there is not, or not a chashash achila, or an insignificant chashash achila, let's say, then there's no achiyah b'dikas hamit. So that's what Tosis, the back end of days, said, gewalt! V'chei mashvil kamal, let's just read inside, and then we'll take a question. The boy Rava, kiker b'shmei korah, v'chulu, o dilma, zimit nafav aslam echle. They clearly focus on the first piece of the Gemara. The point is, it's all about achila. The Gemara is just donning on the details. But it's clear that it's not by Rav. The Gemara didn't say a word about by Rav, I must say. According to Rashi, what does it matter whether it's going to fall down? It's not going down. Either it is a Barai Matzah problem or it's not a Barai Matzah problem. That's not the language the Gemara is talking at all. Again, that's Tosa's point. The given of the Gemara, one of the givens, is that that what drives B'ikat Chametz is Achila. Now we have to work out the details of that. So Tosa says, and with truth is, the truth is, what just happened is a second riot to Tosa. Right? Or a second kasha on Rashi. The first kasha on Rashi is a combination of dav dal and dav vav. Right? Bittul works. Bittul is necessary and sufficient. That's what comes from the two Gemaras. The one's bittul is both sufficient and necessary, so who needs bedika on the Bayar by Matzei side? And problem number two is when the Gemara talks about bedika, it does mention achila. So two kasha against Rashi, two rice to Tosus, however you want to put it. Question. It's the same.
Take it. But if nobody's going to eat bread that was in the mouth of a snake, so it seems that folks would have to hold that you wouldn't have to get it. Otherwise, if nobody's going to eat bread that was in the mouth of a snake, so then the only issue with that would be by monster.
That's a clever point. Akiva's asking, I'll just repeat it. I'll try to repeat because... Are you able to hear us, really? Can you ask? Okay, good. Were you able to hear? Shneer? Okay, you heard. Right? So Akiva's kasha was what? If it's really about achila, then why are you worried about the b'fi ha'nachash? It's an interesting point. Would anyone eat the...
It just be in a container. So it's
a container. So it's okay. That's a good point. It was a box of cookies. It was the Oreo, the four-pack of Oreos. A lunch pack.
Maybe it'll spit it out.
Yeah, maybe it'll spit it out. The question about the nachash was, am I mechuyav to pay money to do b'dikas chametz? I can't do it myself.
But it doesn't say chashash in that case.
Yeah, because that would be right. Because it's not a question of how likely is he to come to eat it. The issue, the question is a different question. But we haven't backed away.
Then again, it's by your Rabbi Matzah, because you're not going to be there.
What do you mean?
Pay someone to do it.
No, well, pay someone to do it. To pay someone to charm the snake so that we can then extract the chametz from the snake's mouth. Or
region, yeah.
Or I say, no, I'm not mechuyav to, but yeah, so what's the concern? Presumably the concern is that if we don't get it out, if we thought that the snake was going to eat, swallow the chametz, then there's no problem anyway. Let him swallow the chametz. That's a gemara later. But if you leave chametz out in an open area where there are birds, the birds will eat the chametz. So presumably the concern is that the snake may drop it and move on. He's not necessarily, I'm not sure that snakes do chocolate chip cookies.
Can you ask the other way for the earlier proponent? It says that the bread's in the rafters, and it's a
Right, that's what Tosas says. Yeah. Tosas marshaled this Gemara. Well, it wasn't my chiddush to bring in the Gemara. Tosas said, the Gemara is a riot to me. So right now that's the Machlokas. Right? Machlokas, again, what's the rationale for B'dikas Chametz? Let's take one more question, and then let's, before we even see continuing Tosas, to push back against Tosas, It's worth talking about why this matters. Yeah.
It's interesting that even within this Gemara here, Rashi seems to be taking the other side, but it says that you have to leave the Levi, that maybe Rashi is siding with one side, that maybe you just count the Bittul, while Tosos is taking the other side. The question is, saying it's a concern about Levi.
Oh, that's interesting. The Yamas pointed out that Daf Yudam Beis, the Gemara, when the Gemara says the possibility that you don't have to do anything about the Chametz in the Bithi HaNachash, he'll say, well, Rashi, well, you'll do Bittul. You'll do Bittul. Yeah, it's interesting. That's a good point. So he's going back to Bittul. So we're not sure how he addresses the beginning of the Gemara, but he does seem to be consistent. Right. Right. Now, in fact, before we go on to see Tosus' kash on himself, I just want to show you Rebbe Akiva Eiger here, sends you, he says, take a look at Daf Yud a little bit further down. You see the Rebbe Akiva Eiger bullet right here in Tosus, on the second narrow line, the word shalom, that bullet is always the simon for Rebbe Akiva Eiger. And all the svarim published by the Vilna printers, that was their convention of Akiva Eiger. It's true in the Gemara, it's true in Shulchan Aruch, Yardea, it's true in the Mishnayos, Yachin Boaz. They always use that little bullet to mean Rebbe Akiva Eiger. So it says, Yigil Yashas, Ayin Lekama Yudam Adays, Tosas Dim Asavim Labada. Now this is an example of the following. One of the things Rebbe Akiva Eiger seems to have done pretty consistently in the margin of his Gemara, Gil Yashas is the margin, they copied down the notes of Akiva Eiger written in the margin of his Gemara. Gil Yashas literally means the margin of the Shas, that he would note whenever a Gemara is quoted in a Tosas elsewhere. And the Masoras HaShas will tell you, when you're learning Tosas, where's the Gemara? But Rebbe Akiva Eiger took it a step further. Here's the Gemara. Here's the Gemara, where's the Tosas? Or in this case, here's the Tosas, where's the Tosas? So here he's pointing us to later on Daf Yud, the very next line. Here the Mishnah, Yom HaBeis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bodkin Arli Yudalit, Ub Yudalit Shachris, Ub Shas Abir. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're supposed to, the Mishnah already told us that they are supposed to do B'dikas Hametz on Leil Yudalit, at the night of B'dikas Hametz. How about if you did? You're supposed to, okay? Usually people do what they're supposed to do, and sometimes you don't. So what if you didn't? So Yehuda says, okay, then when you wake up in the morning, do B'dikas Hametz at 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Yudal Shachris. If you didn't do that, so B'shas Abir, then do B'dikas Hametz at 11 o'clock in the morning. But it sounds like that's it. What, once you're past the Shas Abir, once you get into the afternoon of Pesach, Yehuda says no. And the Chacham say, Lo Badak or Yudal, Yivdok B'Yudal. Lo Badak B'Yudal, Yivdok B'Sok HaMoed. If you didn't check on the 14th, check during the Moed. If you didn't check on the 14th, then check during the Moed or even after the Moed. What does that mean? Until when can you do B'Dikas Chametz? Sounds like throughout Pesach or even after Pesach. And you know who says that? Ah! Ah! What are you trying to accomplish? Get rid of the Chametz. Oh! Gevaldik, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'soch HaMoed, there are only two Rashis in the Mishnah, and they're both fascinating. Here we are on Yudam Abeis. Rashi says, V'soch HaMoed, I thought V'soch HaMoed means during the Yom Tov, over the course of the 7 days of Pesach, and Acham HaMoed would be after Yom Tov is over. Chametz Shavar Al Pesach. Right? You're not allowed to eat Chametz Shavar Al Pesach. Rashi says, B'soch HaMoed is B'sha Shishas. It's not talking about Yom Tov. It means the set time for Bir Chametz. The sixth hour of the morning. Wow. L'achar HaMoed is M'shei Shos U'lamayla Ad Shatech Shach. The afternoon of Erev Pesach. Rashi's very clearly avoiding the easy pshat, which would be during Chametz. Exactly. Fantastic. So Ariel says, look at Tosfos. Tosfos here says, and this is a Tosfos that Akiva Eiger is saying this to. Tosfos says, I understand. The language is not consistent. Rabbi Yehuda called it Bishas Habir, and now the Chacham are calling it Besel Chamoed. So Tosa says, Besel Chamoed means, he says, no, Besel Chamoed means into Yom Tov. V'Rashi, take a look at the end. End of Tosa, the last three lines. V'Rashi lo'rotza l'farish kein. Rashi didn't want to say that he do B'dikas Chametz during Pesach, and maybe even after Pesach. Because he explained in the Mishnah meaning not this Mishnah, the Mishnah meaning our Mishnah. That pays them out. In other words, this is a nafkamina in the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi tells that Vez have a Machlokas, what's the rationale for B'dikas Chametz? Is the rationale for B'dikas Chametz to avoid Ba'irah, the rationale for B'dikas Chametz to avoid Achila? The nafkamina is situations where only one iser is relevant. For instance, the easiest one to formulate is la'achar ha-pesach. La'achar ha-pesach. There's no iser to own chametz after Pesach. But you're not allowed to eat chametz that was over all of ha-pesach. Midrabanan. Right? Or even during Pesach. During Pesach.
The Tosfos could read the Mishnah on Yom Beis as Rashi reads it and then still ask his question. He's the Nafkamina would then just be that if you find an eat comes on Pesach, is the issue, does it come up when you find it and see it the first time, or is it only the issue once you eat it? So there's nothing wrong with Tosfos reading the Mishnah on Yom Beis and saying, yeah, Rashi's right, and then still asking his question on Beis without. It doesn't take away anything, but only adding. If you want to argue on the other page, like, great, you added three questions. So you don't lose. It's not like, we have to read against Rashi on the other page. The question is still standing.
If you don't have any reason to change what Nachar Amor means, why would you
use Nachar Amor? The simple shot of Nachar Amor is after Yom Tov.
Rashi's not saying, as Tosa says,
La'achar ha-moed, in his own shot, yivdok, after Yom Tov you should check, kadesh lo yisarev lo chamet shal isur, b'shal het rabbi yochlenu. After Pesach is over, so you're going to have kosher chametz and treifa chametz. Because whatever chametz you bought after Pesach is kosher. Whatever chametz you owned over the course of Pesach and you've never done bedika is treif. So Tosa says, even after Pesach, if you didn't do bedikas chametz before Pesach, and you didn't do bedikas chametz during Pesach, you better do B'dikas Chametz after Pesach. Rashi rejects that. Rashi on our Mishnah only talks about B'dikas Chametz on Erev Pesach. The Mesar Sasha sends you to Rashi Menachas, who's willing to talk about B'dikas Chametz during Pesach, but certainly not after Pesach. So just to clarify, if I didn't do B'dikas Chametz on Erev Pesach, and I didn't do B'dikas Chametz on Pesach, do I have to do B'dikas Chametz after Pesach? After Pesach is over. So Tosfos says, yes. And that's the simple reading of the Mishnah of Yom Beis, is La'achar HaMoed means after Yom Tov is over. Rashi stands on his head to reread the Mishnah so that it's not talking about after Yom Tov. Why is Rashi trying to avoid the simple Pshat of the Mishnah of Yud? Why is Rashi trying to avoid B'dikas Chametz after Pesach? The Tosfos calls it explicitly, not Tosfos Daf Beis. Tosfos Daf Yud says, because after Pesach, there's no Isser to own Chametz. There is an Isser to eat Chametz after Pesach, if it's Chametz that you own over the course of Pesach. So there you have mamish, a clean, smooth nafkamina. It's Chametz which is mutter to own, but usher to eat. If you have Chametz she'avar aval Pesach, you're allowed to own it, you're not allowed to eat it. So on Pesach, we never have that. Oh, usually not, anyhow. Chametz that you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to own. Not, typically not, anyhow. Then after Pesach, there you have it. Chametz Shavuot Pesach, Aser Bachila, Mutter to own. Pashup Shah in the Mishnah, you do require B'dikas Chametz, but Rashi was madchik in order to avoid saying that. That's the nafkamina. Yeah, Rashi reposes in. Rashi l'shitaso. Rashi thought that the driving principles by Rabbi Mat say, and therefore he said, okay, so it can't apply here. But the Tosis said the driving principle is achila, so then we understand well why there's B'dikas Chametz even l'achar Pesach, because I have to make sure to, I have to separate out my chametz aval pesach from my kosher chametz. So if you like, you can think about this as nafkamina, or you can think about this as a third raya to Tosfos, or a third kasha on Rashi. Number one kasha on Rashi is the combination of davdal davav. What's the purpose? If it's just by Rabbi Matzei, Bittur Rei took care of everything. Number two is the Gemara earlier in Daf Yerun Beis, the Gemara with the kikar and the suit, the kikar b'shmei Korah, it seems like it's all about achila. And number three is the simple reading of the Mishnah on Daf Yud, is that you do have to do B'dikas Hametz after Pesach, if you didn't do it before Pesach, which works well according to Tosis, but Rashi needs to be madchik. Yeah.
First of all, so like, the Tosis just went
down? So the question is, Tosis is fantastic. Tosis is piling on kashas on Rashi. But you have to ask yourself, what prompted Rashi to disagree with Tosis? And that is what Tosis gets to next. Because they point out, the mission beginning of Maseches Edius talks about the incredible intellectual honesty of the Tanan. Even a pin they didn't quote, there was still, they didn't hold it, there was still quote. Beis Hillel would mention Beis Shamashit before themselves. Because if you're not interested in sport debate, but rather you're interested in Bakasha Sa'emes, you're trying to get the truth, but then I'm as willing to ask Kashas on myself as I am to ask kashas on you. Because I'm not trying to win, I'm trying to, we will win if we figure out what's correct. The Tosus has no problem saying, I just explained why Rashi is very shver, and I gave a theory with evidence that B'dikas Chametz is about Achila, but now I have a kasha on myself. And a kasha on myself, that if you read carefully, it's not just a new kasha on the sugya, it's a kasha on Tosus. It's not a kasha on Rashi. In other words, this could explain, yes, there are many riots to Tosfos, but the following kasha is going to be, until we can solve it, will be a riot to Rashi. Now, you have to realize this is an example of where, I've got to take more questions later. This is an example of a phenomenon you'll find in Tosfos, not infrequently, in some masechtas more than in others, of asking a question in an implied way. So we assume that whenever Tos asks a kasha, they say Vim Tomar, when they have a teres, they say Vyei Shlomo. Sometimes they do, but with some degree of frequency, Tosas will be like Rashi, or sort of like Rashi, in, you know, sort of giving the answer without ever really speaking out the kasha. And you have to read with delicacy, and with care, to notice what just happened is they were bothered by a kasha and just gave a teres. So what? And what's the reason that they were machmer? They, who's they? The Chacham. We're talking about Dima Drabanan. So why were Chazal machmer here, mean by Chametz, Tfei mi b'shari Yisurei Hana, more than by other Yisurei Hana, Shelo hetzrichu levaram. They did not require beer, and beer meaning Bedika and Bior. What's the reason there are machmir here and not machmir by others? So Mishum is right at the beginning of the answer. But just to appreciate the kasha before it passes you by, they're really asking a kasha. What's their kasha? The kasha is, if you say that the reason of Bedika's Chametz is because of Bar Rabbi Matzei, so then that explains that we have kashas on that. But it does a great job of explaining the following phenomena. B'dikas Chametz is only by Chametz. There's no such thing as B'dikas Chazir. There's no such thing as B'dikas Bas V'Chalav. There's no such thing as B'dikas Lobster. There's nothing wrong with having trade for food in your house, except for Chametz. Why only Chametz? Why is Chametz so special? So Rashi did a great job of solving that. Only Chametz is by Rabbi Matzei. Right? If the point of B'dikas Chametz is to avoid by Rabbi Matzei, so of course, there's only a din of B'dika and beer by Chametz. Because there's no Aveira to own lobster, and therefore there's no Chiyuv to search your house for a lobster. What Tosis is saying here is, but according to me, says the Re, Bala Tosis, great grandson of Rashi, nephew of Anatam, the Re says, According to my elder Zayda Rashi, we have to figure what you do with Dav Dalet and Dav Vav and Dav Yud again. But we understand whether those are singers Bedika anywhere but Chametz. But according to me, it's not about Bari Rabbi Matzah, it's about Achila. There are another 25-30 items which are Aser Ba'achila. So this is such a good pshat, it shouldn't just apply to Chametz. Why is there no din of Bedikas Orla? Why is there no din of Bedikas Kalaya Karam? We never heard of such a thing. So now, Tosa says, I had Kasha Rashi, also have a Kasha myself. I need to explain, if it's really about Achila, why is it only Achila's Chametz which warrants a din Rabban of Bedika, but not Achila's anything else? So again, now you look back, you see what I was saying. He doesn't ask a Bethesh as a Kasha, but it's clear that that's what he's saying, and he's about to give two answers. The first answer, again, the first answer for why it is that even though Bedika is because of Achila, nevertheless it only applies to Chametz, the first answer starts with Mishum, and the second answer starts with Inami. So for now, let's just begin to look at the first teretz. Mishum de chametz mutter kol hashana. The answer is because chametz is mutter all year long. Velo nesa rak the Pesach. You know what's the difference between chametz and everything else? Chametz is usually mutter, and therefore velo bedili minei. Yerav says the people are not badil. Badil is Aramaic, but the Shorash appears in Hebrew too. Havdalah, are separated. Lo badili minei means people don't separate from the chametz. We have no psychological aversion to chametz. An observant Jew is going to have an aversion and a block against putting a piece of lobster in his mouth. A cheeseburger, chas v'shalom. I don't do that type of thing. But I don't have an aversion against eating bread. I don't have an aversion against eating muffins. You guys all eat muffins for breakfast. Ah! Right, didn't you drop it and say, ah, chas v'shalom, muffins, chametz? No. Chametz is kosher. All year, weeks of the year except for one. I don't have an aversion. I don't have a hard time putting chametz in my mouth. Which is fine and healthy. During Chol HaShel, you should be putting chametz in your mouth. But when it comes to Pesach, Tosa says, ah, that's what's going to, let's play it out. Therefore what? There's no psychological, and therefore, why does the chiluk make a chiluk? Who cares?
You're not going to have chametz to eat.
Ah, there's more of a tzorech. In other words, if I have lobster around the house, there's a very small chance that having lobster around the house will lead me to eating the lobster, because bedili minei. But if I have chametz around the house on Pesach, because I don't have that natural aversion that's creating a geder, so there's a much greater chance that finding chametz will lead to eating chametz, and therefore, it's a milsa d'shchicha gozimei rabbanan. There's a real chance, a significant chance, that finding chametz around the house in a weak moment on Pesach will yield a violation of Isra Achila, and therefore, only by chametz did Chazal mandate bedika. Now let's see, I want to see the rest of this teretz, and I'm glad to stop for questions also. We have limited time. I want to see the rest of the teretz and we'll at least point out some of the problems. Tosis is not done yet with this teretz. So first they explain, chametz lo bedili as opposed to v'lo dami lo basr b'chalav or lo klaya karam. It's very different than basr b'chalav or arla's fruits. Fruits of a tree during the first 3 years of the tree's life. When if some species don't grow any fruits in the first 3 years, but for those that do, those fruits are aser b'achila, aser b'hana, ton sreifa, absolutely off limits. So that's never going to be kosher. A kalay hakerem, if you're growing other species, let's say grain, in a vineyard, so that's an aser to plant it, aser to maintain it, and not only aser to do it, but if you allow it to grow, the food items actually become aser b'achila uvahana. That's not true by other types of kalayim, but klei hakerem, the item itself becomes treif. So those items, isurim, noheg, yisra olam. Those things are aser forever. If you have a fruit, you have a peach, you have a plum, from the first 3 years of the tree, it's never going to become kosher. Some plums are always kosher, and some plums are always straight. There's Isser Olam. So that's B'dili Mine. But this plum was treif last week also. But the same muffin which was kosher last week is now treif. So far, so good. And then Tosa says the last five words of this teretz, the nazir nami, and nazir also isurei shari lachrim. Nazir also, its iser is mutter for others. So what's Tosa trying to do there? Whether they're asking Akasha, giving the teretz, a raya, this or that, what are they trying to do? So it's Akasha and a teretz. And they're really pushing back. Over the course of just five words, there's a whole chapter of ideas here. We're going to start now, the next 2 minutes, and we'll have to pick it apart more tomorrow. Tosis is saying, where would Nazir fall? Tosis just created a set of categories. Right? Chametz is lo bedili, as opposed to bas b'chalav and kol ha'karmi and arla, which are what's it called? Which are Isser Olam. And by the way, Tosis, where's Nazir fit in? The Tosis tried to figure where's Nazir fit in. Now, the Marshal gets very upset. Yeah, what was it? I'm sorry, first before the Marshal. Yeah, where's Nazir fit in?
You could eat grapes. Everyone
should. Huh? The grapes were mutter the day, but the guy said this morning he's going to be a Nazir. So yesterday he was drinking wine. And if it was a month-long Naziris, let's say, your Stam Naziris isn't for a month, that's a default. So in 35 days, he'll be drinking wine again. So offhand, Nazir is more like chametz or more like a cheeseburger? Chametz. And therefore, should Nazir have bdikas yain or not? Yes, right? If the chiluk is whether it's badal, no badal, isra olam or not, so Nazir ought to have a bdikas yain, right? So Tosis is doing, is there a din of bdika? No. There's no such thing. There's no chiv in Mesachas Nazir. As soon as you become a Nazir, you've got to clear out your pantries of all one. Great. So it's Akasha. I just gave a theory. I just developed a tarot. Ah, really, it's about Achila, but it's only make a din of Bedika to avoid Achila if it's an item which is low Bedili. I love a Nazir. Nazir Nami, it's very unassuming, but it's Akasha. There's no Vim Tomar. But those two words are a big Akasha. How could you tell me that the chametz is unique because of bedili? What about Nazir? He said, no, I'll explain Nazir also. Now the Marshal gets upset about how can you even ask a kasha? Tosa had raised Isuri Hana before. Okay, that's a sort of side point. And he has one answer to the Ritva. If you read the Ritva, he seems to have a better answer. But to focus on the answer of Tosa said, oh, the answer is, don't worry about Nazir because it's mutter for other people. Mutter for other people. Is that a solution? It sounds like Tosa's trying to give a teretz. But it's very bizarre because you think about it, it actually seems to be more of a kasha. We're saying, not only was I allowed to drink wine yesterday, I'm going to be allowed to drink wine cheshvan, but my brother and my sister, they're allowed to drink wine right now. Does that make it better? That makes it worse. So drink the whole time, that makes it worse. And now it's even more of a concern. It's even worse than chametz. Not only am I not so badal because other times of the year I'm allowed to drink it, other Jews are drinking right now. It's super low badal. So you look at the Tosis and you wonder, wow, you raised a great kasha and he just made it worse. So the answer seems to be, and we do this, probably, and then I found the Maram Chalava, which in your Maram Akomos, I think he says this to Feirish. Tosis has explained, and this goes back to the fact that there are multiple factors that you take into account when you make a gzera. Tosis is probably trying to say, in theory, there should have been a din of bedikas yayin or nazir. Yeah, really, it would have been logical to say, when you become a nazir, yeah, we're going to be mechayiv to go through your entire house and throw out find every last bottle of wine and grapes and throw it out. But we can't, because it's shari lachrini, because there are other people in your house. It's not practical. So Chazal didn't. There is a valid chashash. There would be value to making such a gezeira, but it's not something that we can legitimately ask you to do, because it's too much of an imposition on everyone else. Now, she'ena kein chametz, or everyone else also is, you have a non-Jewish roommate, what are you doing with a non-Jewish roommate? Your roommate should be Jewish. Right? You have a Jewish family, okay, in a typical scenario, you're living with other Jews, so they're also getting rid of their chametz. So by regular trade for food, there's no need to make a gezeira. By yayin, there is a need to make a gezeira, but it's not practical to make such a gezeira. It's only by chametz, where there's both cause and it's practical. So that's what Tosa seems to be saying. The first answer is, chametz is a need, and chametz is practical to be able to impose such a gezeira. It'll help. It'll make achila less likely. There's a real concern. Achila goes labadamine. But that is Tosis's first text. We'll pick up this mission tomorrow. I'm glad to hang around for questions.